In 1967, Gilbert and George met while studying sculpture at St. Martin's School of Art, and they have lived and worked together ever since. In 2007, at the Tate Modern, they discussed their philosophy and process of making art.
I think it really was in 1967 when we decided that we were going to become the artwork. Everything what a human person has inside it became our art.
We wanted an art that spoke as directly as possible to people, and that meant having meaning and content. We don't want to be confrontational. We prefer to be subversive.
This work is constructed from 28 separate photographs. At the center of an array of young men all dressed in red and blue with yellow shoes, Gilbert and George appear in their trademark tailored suits.
We didn't want just one image on the wall. We wanted to make a composition like artists always did, trying to compose, create intense artificial feelings. So we used enlargers. From the beginning to the end, it all had done by us. We trained ourselves. We wanted to make big pictures with negatives, and we were some of the first artists to do that. And it was an extraordinary battle at the beginning because it was not accepted in museums and in galleries.
The colorful composition is evocative of stained glass windows.
We like size, big size, because you feel like you can actually look at it instead of looking into it. It becomes like a landscape, like the Renaissance.